Okay, we are up to Perek Beis Mishnah Dot Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 2, Mishnah 4. Last time we spoke about the notion that there are some women who the brother will have to do chalitza with, but Yibam is out of the question because they are prohibited from more of a rabbinic standpoint, but not from a Torah standpoint. So who are these women? First is Isser Mitzvah, the prohibition that's due to a mitzvah because we have the obligation to listen to the rabbis. Shnios Midivrei Sofrim. These are individuals who are like secondary erva relationships who are forbidden from Midivrei Sofrim from the early rabbis. Rabbis, that they prohibited this. So meaning there are the primary erva relationships, which we know the Torah lists explicitly. And there are the erva relationships that the rabbis listed. There are 20 relatives like that. And so the rabbis say that they can't be together. And therefore, the brother would have to do chalitza, but he cannot do yibam with her. Then Isser Kedusha, there is an issue of connection, because of a prohibition of violating the sanctity of the Kohen. And we'll see not just the Kohen, but even the Israel, unbelievably. Almana the Kohen Gadol. So first, is a widow to a Kohen Gadol. So this is a very simple case, at least at face value. Let's say you have brother A, who's a Kohen, and he's married to a lovely woman. And then this brother passes away, so this woman without children, and so this woman is now a widow, and she, in theory, if it was a regular situation, she'd have to do Yibam or Chalitza with the brother. However, the brother happens to be, he's an overachiever, and he's a Kohen Gadol, so he can't be with the sister because she's a widow. So therefore, Amana the Kohen Gadol, he has to do Chalitza, but he can't do Yibam. Garusha v'chalutza l'kohen hadyot, or let's say you have a divorcee or a chalutza who is married to an ordinary kohen, so she can't do yibam or chalutza with the second brother. So you say that doesn't make any sense. How did she end up marrying the first brother if she's a divorcee or a chalutza? Because obviously they're both kohanim. So the answer seems to be that it was an inappropriate marriage. We don't allow for a marriage like this, but if it took place, then we assume the marriage was chal, that it counted as a marriage. So again, the brother A, who was a kohen, married a divorcee or a chalutza, and he shouldn't have, but he did. Then he dies without children from one of these women. And then, so brother B, in theory, would have the obligation to do Yibam or Chalitza, but since he's a Kohen, and I guess that he's a more devout Kohen, and he cares about the Kahuna, and he cares about, violating a prohibition, so he, can't be with these women, he can't marry them, and therefore, he can only do Chalitza and not Yibam. Mamzeris Unasina li Yisrael. Now, let's say you have a Mamzeris or an Asina, which both are regularly women you cannot marry, but let's say brother A, who's a Yisrael, he marries one of these women he shouldn't have, but he did. So now brother B, who's more religious and he cares more about the halachos, so he can't do even with these women. He can only do chalitza with a woman, and it goes without with these women, and it goes without saying that this halachos apply to a kohen as well. But even to a Yisrael, the Mishnah is stressing. So again, brother A, who's a Yisrael, marries a mamzeres or a nesina. Brother B cannot do even; he can only do chalitza with these women. Ubas Yisrael lenasu mamzer, and so too. Let's say you have the daughter of Yisrael who was a regular daughter of Yisrael, but there were two brothers who were either nesinim or both mamzerim or whatever, or even if brother B is just a mamzer and brother A wasn't a mamzer, but anyway, so her husband passes away, so now she can't, and she's a regular Jewess born from a regular family, well, not nesinim, so she is and not out of a prohibited relationship. So again, so Ubas Yisrael lenasu mamzer. Mom's there. So if you have a daughter if you have a Jewish young lady like this, she can't marry brother B if he is a Nussin or a mamzer, so therefore he would have to do chalitza and not yibam. Okay, that was Mishnah Dalid. Mishnah Hey now deals with the situation of understanding exactly who are the brother connections that we've been speaking about. It's interesting the Masechta takes so long to understand this, but for now Mishnah Hey is going to deal with whom this yibam bond is going to be established. Who is really technically a brother? So let's see now. Mishnah Hey. If someone dies and he has a paternal brother of any kind, and the notion is even if the brother is a mamzer, right? You could have one brother who's not a mamzer or another brother who is a mamzer. So let's say you have, So let's say you have someone who dies, and he is a paternal brother of any kind, even a mamzer. So that brother has ibam bam with his deceased brother's wife, which needs to be severed with chalitza. But nonetheless, he is his brother in every other respect as well. kuchavim, except for someone who has a brother from his father's side who was born from a Canaanite maidservant or from a non-Jewish woman. In these situations, he's not considered his brother at all. Again, biologically, the blood probably is the same or similar because they share the same father, but halachically, they are not brothers. Now, mi sheyesh lo bein mikol makom, if someone has a son of any kind, even if that son is a mamzer, poter eishes avivit min ayibim, so that son will exempt his father from ibim because it's considered that he had a child. And then, so the father passed away, he's not considered childless with this child, from a halachic standpoint. And how much is he the son? Well, this son, if he hits his father, if he curses his father, again, he'll be liable, like he hit or cursed his father. And he's a son in every respect, except for someone who has a son from a Canaanite maidservant or from a non-Jewish woman. So in these situations, he's not considered a son at all, but in all other situations, he is considered a son in every respect. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah. Hey, God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah above. For now, we'll stop right here.